Now my text this morning is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 12, verse 2 and 3. The scripture says, "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust him and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song, and he also is become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall we draw water out of the wells of salvation." Here's my text this morning, Isaiah 12, and my subject is, when is a person truly saved? I have two questions to answer this morning. Two questions. The first question is this: what is salvation? What is true, real Bible salvation? That is, according to the Word of God. And the second question is this: when is a person truly saved? When is a person truly saved? That is, according to God's Word. Now, here's the first question. What is salvation? Well, salvation is to be born again. Our Lord Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not, don't be amazed, that I said to you, you must be born again." You see, the new birth is the gift of God. The new birth is a work of God. Eternal life is the gift of God. It's not of works, lest any man should boast. The new birth is not only a gift of God, but the new birth is by the Word of God. We're born again by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. And the new birth is the work of God himself. The scripture says, except you be born again, born of the Spirit, born of God, you cannot see the kingdom of God. Everyone that doeth righteousness is born of God. He that believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Everyone that loveth is born of God. So you see, salvation is a new birth, and you must be born again. And then salvation is to know God. Our Lord said in his great priestly prayer to the Father, "Father, thou hast given me power over all flesh, that I should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given me. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee." Salvation is to know God, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Eternal life is to be born again, is to be made a new creature in Christ, and it's to know God. Listen to John in 1 John 5. "We know that the Son of God hath come, and hath given us an understanding, that we may know him that is true, that we might know God, that we're in him that is true." Paul gave that great definition of faith in 1 Timothy 1. "I'm not ashamed. I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day." What is salvation? It's a new birth by the Spirit of God, by the work of God, by the Word of God. And salvation is to know the true and living God. And then, my friends, what is salvation? It's to be a new person. It's to be a new creature. It's to have a new lifestyle and a new walk. Paul said in 2 Corinthians, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. He is a new person. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." The scripture says in Galatians 2, "We are crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, we live, but Christ lives in us. And the life which we now live in the flesh, a new creature, new person, we live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved us and gave himself for us. We are God's workmanship, created anew in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Yes, sir. What is salvation? It's to be born of God. It's a new birth. What is salvation? It's to know God. It's to know the true and living God and to walk with him as Enoch of old. And salvation is not the old man reformed. Salvation is a new man, a new creature in Christ Jesus. If any man be in Christ, he's a new person. He's a new creature. Now, here's my second question. That being true, that salvation is to be born of God, salvation is to know God, and salvation is to have a new man created within, then here's the question, the second question. When is a person truly saved? When is a person truly saved according to the Word of God? Well, I can tell you, a person is truly saved when it pleases God to save him. When it pleases God to save him by his grace. You know what Paul the Apostle said? When it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace, it pleased God to reveal his Son in me. A person will be truly saved when it pleases God to reveal Christ to that person, when it pleases God to save him. You know what David wrote in Psalm 115? Our God is in the heavens. Our God hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. Again, David wrote this, I know that the Lord God is great, and whatsoever the Lord pleased, that's what he does in heaven, in earth, and in the seas. A person will be saved when it pleases God to save him. When it pleases God to reveal God's Son, Jesus Christ, in a person's heart. That's when a person will be saved. Now watch this thing. A person will be saved when to some degree he sees the glory of God in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. A person will be saved when he is enabled to see the glory of God in the person of Jesus Christ. This is what Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 4. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give to us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of the Lord Jesus Christ. A man will be saved when he is enabled of the Spirit of God to see the glory of God in the face of our Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah saw it. He said, when King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high lifted up. His glory filled the temple. And I cried, woe is me. I'm cut off. I'm a man of unclean lips. Mine eyes have seen the Lord Jesus. And when I saw his glory, I wrote of him. When is a man saved? When he's pleased, when God is pleased to reveal Christ Jesus in him. And a man is saved when he's enabled to see the glory of God in the person, in the face of Jesus Christ. God appointed Jesus Christ to be the Lamb slain before the world began. God prepared him a body born of a virgin and sent him into the world to save sinners. God made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And God bruised him and smote him, and God left him to die on a cross for his people. And then God raised him from the dead, and God exalted him. He exalted the Lord Jesus Christ to his right hand and gave him a name which is above every name, that the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. When is a man truly saved? When that the Lord reveals Christ to his heart, and when he's able to see the glory of God in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. All right, when is a person saved? Here's the third thing. When it pleases the Lord to reveal his Son, a person's truly saved when he's unable to see the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But a person will be eternally saved when by faith, that person submits to the authority, to the lordship of Jesus Christ. My friends, the Bible knows nothing of a doormat named Jesus. God hath made that same Jesus, whom you crucified, to be Lord and Christ. And this is the record, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son, in Jesus Christ. And he that hath the Son hath eternal life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. And whosoever shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, God dwells in that man, and that man dwells in God. Oh, the beloved John the disciple, on the Isle of Patmos, he wrote these words, "And I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations, kindreds, and people, stood before the throne of God, and before Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, which sitteth on the throne, and to the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ our Lord. And they sung a new song, saying, Lord, thou art worthy to take the book, and to open the seals thereof, because thou wast slain, and thou hast redeemed us to God out of every nation, every tongue, every kindred, and thou hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign forever on this earth. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and glory and strength and honor and blessings. And all the people in glory shouted, Amen, Amen, so be it. Yes, sir. Salvation is a work of God. And salvation is to behold the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, and to submit and to surrender and to give up all claims to our own selves, and to rest in Christ, to the glory of God Almighty. Join us next Sunday at this same time for this program. Until then, God bless you, everyone.